Coming up, lads, on the 8th of May, we have the Darkness into Light. Now, this was an event that started way back around 2011, was it? 2009, 2011, but then it got really picked up in 2013. And we had one or two events here in Yarl, but of course, because of the COVID, unfortunately, we cannot go ahead with the practical end of that, where people go out and walk. We had wonderful, wonderful mornings out there. 2 years, I think, we got out of it. I have Peter Queeley actually on the line with me to speak about it. Good morning, Peter.
Morning, Mick. How are you?
Was it 2 years we had it here, Peter?
Yeah.
It was 2 years, yeah. And there were two absolutely wonderful years, Peter. My God, we were so lucky with the weather and things like that. But unfortunately, because of the COVID now, it's all changing, Peter. And virtual, one way, and then there's another way they can do it on their own. Is that correct, Peter?
Yeah, exactly. I suppose last year we were really in the midst of a severe lockdown, and you know, nothing could take place. And unfortunately, the benefactor or benefactor of this, Pieta House, suffered with their funding. So they decided to go ahead with this year's one, even though we're still in a lockdown. But just encouraging people to support it, get the T-shirts, pick your own course, and do the walk on the morn on the 8th of May.
And where can they get the T-shirts, Peter?
Online.
Online, okay.
www.darkensintolight.ie.
Right, okay then. Safety is probably the most important thing here, because a lot of people would like to go and do a walk probably out their own, but, you know, the safety is probably the most important thing while this is going on.
Oh, yeah, look, it is paramount, but you've seen yourself since the restrictions have been eased, Mick. Yarl is a popular spot and people are walking and they're still keeping their distance and stuff. So I'm assuming on the 8th of May at 4 in the morning, it won't exactly be bedlam. So, you know, just pick their course, not to be in large groups, get the walk in and support this good organisation.
Yeah, and I suppose, look, there's no point in walking out in dark roads if they can try and walk somewhere where it's fairly lit up, you know what I mean? I mean, it's darkness into light, so it's just as the sun rises, isn't it, really?
Exactly, 4 till 5 p.m. or 5:15 normally it usually finishes when the sun is starting to rise. And I know Anya and the lads in the committee there, they've been in touch with different people in relation to, you know, the different wagons that are around, you know, having a coffee in the morning for people that are in around town doing the walk and stuff. So that's actually a good idea as well. And
I think that's a wonderful idea, altogether, Peter, because I remember the first year we had it, they were coming into town to try and find restaurants open or whatever. But I really do believe that these hot boxes or these caravans or whatever selling coffee is the way to go.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, while it's there and you're outdoors and you're having your walk, you know, at that hour of the morning, it's not nicer than a hot cup of coffee afterwards.
It is. Peter, I just want to, I got a kind of a media pack online. I printed it off last night at home before this morning. And thanks, Arnie Martin and everybody for helping me, Lindor Cannon here as well. Speak about Pieta House, Peter. I mean, Pieta House, my God, the work they do is astronomical as far as suicide awareness is concerned, and the money they need really into, like all these voluntary groups. But the work they put in, Peter, is incredible.
Yeah, I'm like you, Mick, before I came on air now, Anya sent me on that media pack as well, and I had a look at it. And I suppose while you're working away and getting involved in the organisation and the event, you don't realise what is actually being done behind the scenes. And it was amazing to see, even with the pandemic in the last year, like they provided 52,000 hours of therapy to people who were obviously badly in need of it. And I suppose to put things in perspective then with the pandemic as well, Mick, like, you know, they said there was a 25% increase from December 2019 to December 2020. You know, people are very affected by this lockdown and the three lockdowns, and as we can all probably predict, we don't need a crystal ball. This will probably only get worse in the not so distant future, you know. So
looking at the amount of crisis support calls and texts they got, 70,000 plus, Peter, what an incredible figure.
Yeah, It is, yeah, it is amazing, all right, you know, when you see them figures on paper for a 12-month period.
And Peter, I suppose, look, for any event to go ahead, you know, you've been involved in lots and lots of different events, but a sponsor is great, and isn't it wonderful that they have this this great sponsor, the SPRD Electric Ireland?
Yeah, it is, and I think the PAC said it's a 2013 or 14 they've been on board since, and they've really pushed it out, and they've been brilliant. You know, if you look around the town of Youghal at the moment, there must be 30 or 40 of them big, large, yellow posters. You know, it's the likes of a main sponsor like Electric Ireland that gives you the opportunity to advertise. And it's like everything with these events, Mick, you know, it's not just about the walk, it's about getting the publicity out there and letting people know what is available for them. Like, and when you have Electric Ireland there and you can put out these large posters, you know, it's advertising the work of Pieta House and that they're there and they're available and stuff too.
And the concept, the wording "darkness into light" means so much to people in a bad place, a bad situation, Peter. And nothing better than to join in something like this and to see the sun shining, the sun coming up in the morning. Like that bit of relief that you're coming out of darkness into light, and that really works in every walk of life, doesn't it?
Yeah, it is. Look, it's a fabulous concept. Like, you know, it's. You know, the people that are in dark places, there is light ahead, you know, and the idea, you know, really resonates with a lot of people. Maybe not with everyone, you know, that's the whole idea of putting it out there. Like, you know, the people that have come through, you know, will resonate more. But I suppose to let people know that are in dark place, like, that there is light ahead, like, you know, and there is help out there and to seek it and that.
Exactly, Peter. And I suppose, look, finally, it's great to have the likes of Miriam McCallaghan as one of the ambassadors, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You always need a big name there, a big media publicity name to push these things. And you know, she's a firm advocate, and it's great to have her on board too.
Certainly is indeed. So, Peter, back to basics. If it's on Saturday, the 8th of May, that's the day before Cork will beat Waterford in the first round of the National Hurling League. And we'll talk about that some other time. Okay, basically, Peter, I want to do some, we'll say on Saturday morning at 6 o'clock, I organise my own event. I decide, right, look, I'll go down and walk around the ring or whatever. I get my T-shirt online. But I want to donate money. Who do I give the money to? Where do I give the money to? Or what happens with the money?
Well, the event itself is based on the T-shirt and purchasing the T-shirt and that's and the cost of that and all that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's not a case of donating. So you log on to www.darknessintolight.ie. You put down your T-shirt size, you put in your money, and you get in the post then for the event.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So look, lads, if you want any more information, you can go into the website or Anya Martin or anyone here around or Peter or anyone will give you plenty of advice on what to do. Peter, before I leave you go, I suppose in its own way, darkness into light, wonderful story that it looks as if Mark Dalton will be home after the weekend on Monday in time for, I think it's Wednesday, is their 18th birthday, himself and Tom's 18th birthday, the twins. But isn't this wonderful news that he's on the road to recovery and the house is ready and all for him? That's a real good lift for Mark.
Yeah, it's superb. It's brilliant. Like, you know, I was talking to him during the week. He's on a high. He's counting down the hours now as he gets closer to coming home and that. And I was out around the house. Liam and Christine moved into the house last weekend, and it's unbelievable. It's mind blowing the work that went in there and the job that they done and stuff. And credit to everyone that put in all that time and effort. And you know, there's probably 12 months work gone in there into that house in that renovation and specifications in the space of 3 months. You know, it was amazing work, and credit to everyone that was involved. And.
And I know, Peter, that you have been heavily involved in this, and fair credit to you and to everybody, as you say. And I know I've heard the stories of builders above and clubs and inter-county teams offering to send down teams to do this, do that, the other thing. And it's an incredible gesture. But look, my God, hopefully it will make a big difference to Mark for the rest of his life, because he's got a long life ahead of him now, and hopefully it's upwards and onwards. As I said, darkness into light in its own way, I suppose, Peter.
Yeah, definitely. And look, he's an inspiring young fella too. For someone so young, 17 years of age, you know, the way he's responded to this, the effort and the positive attitude up in Dunleary and the work that he's done there, you know, it really stands him in the future. And, you know, I wish him all the best now as he gets home and adapts to his new life.
Certainly will. Peter, we wish him the very best of luck, as we wish everybody involved in the Darkness and Clay. We'll be plugging in next Saturday morning. Of course, it's on Saturday week. And we wish you and the Waterford Hullers your every bit of luck as well, Peter.
That's for another day.
Peter Queeley, thank you so much for joining us this morning in the Breakfast Show.
Cheers, mate.